Zach by Philip Lindsay sliding
fellas,
in. Gentlemen,
happy
What's Monday.
Up, boys?
How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, great.
Stokes out here running routes with Peyton on a Sunday.
Just on a typical Sunday.
I can't believe his key card still works here.
Goodness gracious.
How was Maui? Will Peterson said, you know, you took his private jet.
Will said that?
Will stays on vacation.
Oh, Will does. Will takes more vacations than anyone.
Yeah, he was telling us when you're going. He's like, what was he saying?
He was like, I'm finally here for eight days.
Yeah, he was celebrating because of that, but he was talking about like Cabo. He's like, nah, just pushed out a little bit. It was just a little long weekend trip. It's like, damn.
To Cabo. Long weekend trip to Cabo. Wow. Perfect. No, I took spring break. Spring break with the kids. Got to see my oldest out there.
Love it. How's he doing?
He's hanging in there. Doing good. So it's a good trip. Fun trip.
Good, man.
And got to play a little golf also. So yeah. I don't want to forget to put that
Very
in there.
Very nice.
So yeah, it was all good, but good to be back here. I leave, it's dumping snow. I come back, it's dumping snow. I mean, I'm ready for it to be done.
So why were you running routes? Are you trying to get back in the league?
No, I was helping the kids.
Okay.
Stoke loved the kids.
Stoke loved the kids.
Keep that in house.
Kisser, get that tasing audio ready.
Hey. Yeah, I was out there helping the next NFL players come out of Colorado here.
Okay.
So, you know, the next Philip Lindsay's. Of the world.
Nice.
All right. How did the free throw thing come up? I was pulling in and he said, Zach's good for one of two.
Oh, we're missed the other part of it?
Yes.
I said, if you watched the Houston Texas A&M game last night, Zach Bye came
what
into
game.
The game.
What a game.
Ryan Ovey.
Crazy.
The kid that had to make the free throw.
He took four all year. Next thing you know, they're up three. I don't know, 20 seconds left, 15 seconds left. He gets fouled. I don't know why you would throw it to him, but he gets fouled with the ball. And it seemed like it was a 5-minute break before he had to shoot his free throw. Substitution, this and that. But I was saying he looked like you.
Oh.
Pale like you.
Oh, he did. There's a resemblance.
Right.
You want to know what's so funny? You mentioned that. 2 weeks ago, I did something for the first time in over 10 years. I went to the gym and shot 100 free throws and charted them 10 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Ten sets at a time. That's what we used to do. We had to shoot 100 every day in college. And it's like you chart them 10. And I went in my notepad and I freaking charted, and I made 69 out of 100.
That's
after
nice.
Never doing that in years and years and years. Just
so, you know, 69%,
and you get and pretty nice, right? And then you get in a rhythm there. You catch it, and you get in a rhythm.
The dad jokes.
I'm playing basketball a little bit. I played this dude 1-on-1 today.
What?
Yes.
Dover. Uh-oh, you in Dover.
Oh, no.
No,
that box is jacked.
Hey, no need to revisit that.
Not for me. How old was the kid, Zach?
What's that?
How old was the kid?
He was probably 40, and he was awesome, and he beat me. I mean, he was awesome. He was former college player.
Okay.
No question. He was awesome.
What would you say at your peak there? Like, what was your best? If you shot 100, you know, when you're in your prime, is it what do you think your best would be?
Between 79 and 85. Almost exactly every single day right in there.
Yeah.
All right. That's really good.
Very rarely did I get over. I'd have to be hung over and half stoned if I'm getting over it, and if I'm getting under it, it's just, you know, a one-off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We did want to ask you about the Avalanche game.
Oh, I heard you guys smear my name. Goodness, what did I do to you guys?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I don't remember. Did we talk bad about Zach?
You took someone's word for it on the text line and said I had tickets and was whining that they weren't good.
Yes, that was a great story. That's not the true story? Dang it. But it was a great story. Whoever said that, we ran with it. It made for a great segment.
Very Mike Evans. Like, let me take this little piece and then.
Tell us about it. How did you end up with tickets on the glass?
No joke. And I know, Phil, you have stuff like this in your life, Stokely, for sure, as you're much, much older than us and down the road. But you have these just certain days that just go in your family's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's just days that you remember forever. And we were going over the schedule on Thursday, reacting to the game on Wednesday night, and I said, they'll play Columbus on Friday night. I said, oh, look. I said, that's a noon start on Sunday. I said, I've been wanting to bring my kid. He's never been to the Avs game yet. Did the Nugs earlier in the season. I said, oh, that'd be a fun game to go to. Drew Spivak comes into the studio in a break. He said, hey, Don't know how real it is, but there's a guy on the text line who seems like a normal person and said,
Wow.
You see how he gets distinguished?
Yes.
Because it could be a cesspool in there. But he said, it seems like a normal person. And he said, he wants to give you his tickets. And so when people don't realize this, or maybe they do and they don't care, when you text in, we can see every text you've ever sent. Mm-hmm. You can just scroll up. So I've seen every text this guy's ever sent. I'm like, this guy is a normal person.
It's a good barometer.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so I started corresponding with him, and he's got a 17-year-old who's in high school and is a great skier. They have to be in New Hampshire. Couldn't make the game. They have seats. And he said, I want to give you these tickets. And I did, you know, after being like, are you sure? And then you get to the point, you're like giving him your phone number. It's like, that's new territory.
Yeah.
And it says, I get a text message. You've just been sent two tickets by Ticketmaster. And I click on them and realize much after that he sent them that they're in the first row.
Oh, you didn't even know they were in the
Stokely,
you just sent
no.
two tickets.
No.
Oh,
wow. And it's my son's first game. Crazy, he's five. Man. Like, I'm not like thinking about primo seats. He's
right.
five.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe it. And we went to the game. I made him this sign and we went there early. And dude, Val definitely saw the sign. And I put this on my Instagram story.
It was so cool, man.
He freaking scooped up a puck. He was doing his skill work right in front of us.
Yep.
He scooped up the puck, put it over the glass. And if you watch the video closely, he's gesturing to the other kid because it fell into another kid right next to his lap. He's like, pass it along.
Mm-hmm.
So we...
Did the kid pass or did he say, or he sticking
did.
The finger said,
No. And they were such good kids. They're there all the time. So I felt like they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But like already it was like before the game started, my son's got a puck.
And
it was like he couldn't stop staring at it, holding it, didn't want anyone to tell. Like, it was just great. And then we get to our seats, and I realize we're not just in the first row. And I heard you mention this, we're directly next to the Pens bench.
So the first to come off the ice, they sit right next to you.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm able to see stuff that I've never seen. Like, if we didn't have glass next to us, we would have got snot rockets on us. Like, no joke. But watching them watch the iPad, watching them come off the ice and slam the door and bicker with their teammate. I mean, it was next level. And at one point, and it only happened one time all game, I swear as all the angels in heaven are my witness, it happened one time all game where Sidney Crosby sat right next to us. Because they shuffle all up and down the line.
Uh-huh.
So just one time. And during that 2 minutes, and I do mean 2 minutes.
During the game,
the puck flew into the Penguins bench. And it freaking ended up in Crosby's hand. And he just looked over at us and threw the puck over the glass.
Oh, wow.
So we got a puck from Sid?
Sidney Crosby.
What?
And my son has... So like, think about like Brett Favre throwing you a football. Right. I mean, but what's so cool is... He's got two pucks, one from pregame, one from the game, and they're different. In pregame, they have the logo of the Penguins and the date on it. And then the real puck, it says official game puck. So he's got both, and it was just like, and then the game, they're down four. And I felt like I was going to post a picture of us on Twitter, and I'm like, I don't even want to because we're now bad juju because we're breaking the win streak, and you know McKinnon had registered a point at that point. I'm like, and it just turned out to be... one of the greatest days like my kid had. And what's more is the referees have spare pucks in their pocket. And at one point, the ref came over and tapped his extra puck and threw it over the glass to my son. My
you
son had
three
pucks. And
wow.
I said to him, I said, buddy,
dude.
I said, now you have an opportunity. Woo! I said, you got an opportunity to make someone else feel special, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went and found a kid gave it to him.
Dude, that's good.
And the whole section saw it because it just happened. Next level.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It was the greatest.
That is great.
That is so cool.
Ever.
And then what a comeback, like you said.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Comeback
jealous,
four down.
Yeah.
So to say, like, I'll remember that day forever, it's like a literal statement.
Yeah.
Literal.
That's crazy. This is just selfish of what I like seeing it. The smelling salts.
Yes.
I had never seen it like in real time.
Did you see the dude tweaking?
Doing it? And yeah, he's like,
I post this on my Instagram story, stuff that they don't show you often on camera. This dude was wiggling.
Oh, yeah.
Wiggling. And I've done smelling salts one time, and it's like a kick to the senses face. Never again. This dude was. He was shaking his whole
body. Gotta get you going.
It's like going into a trance.
Did you ever do that? Did you ever do that?
All the time.
Yeah. I did it a few times, and it was like, all right.
I got like.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go.
We should get some for the show.
For the show, yes. That's how we're going to start the show up. We'll do that one day. We're going to get some before the show. We're going to do it. Perfect.
Just burn all Josh's hair off.
Right.
So even not more everybody is ready for the smell of sauce.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh. All right. With that, we are off and rolling. We have so much to get to today. But what do we make of the meeting between Sean Payton and J.J. McCarthy? Are the Broncos about to shake up the entire NFL draft? That's where we'll start, coming up next. What do we make of the meeting between Sean Payton and J.J. McCarthy? Are the Denver Broncos thinking, contemplating, exploring about shaking up the entire NFL draft? We have so much to get to today, Phil, but how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm still a little bit jealous of that story, man. That's like a dream come true, fairy tale, once in a lifetime situation, man. I'm glad it happened with you and your son, especially that your son's starting to really get into sports. That's one of the best moments a kid could ever have.
It was special. It was special. And appreciate the space right off the top to kind of recap the story.
Off but the ropes!
There's even more to it that yes. I want to get into with you. It was such a unique environment at Ball Arena yesterday, and I just am lucky to have been there. And look forward to diving in what happened yesterday afternoon against Pittsburgh. But we have a million things to get to. Where we're going to start is this meeting between J.J. McCarthy and Sean Payton, Phil. Apparently, this meeting went 4-5 hours. Now, we heard Sean Payton. The only reason we know this is because Sean Payton kind of let it out of the bag. Should he have done that? Not sure. Sounds like maybe the general manager wasn't thrilled about it. We'll get to him later. But here is a little bit of Sean Payton from earlier today.
For some of these guys, we'll have an individual day separate. You know, I wasn't at JJ's pro day, but we had a private the next day where we sent him a bunch of information, spent 4 or 5 hours with him, just and made him throw all over again. You know, and I think it's all part of the process, and I think it can help lead to at least a more efficient and effective decision.
Whoa, 4 or 5 hour meeting.
Cats out the bag.
Where does your head go when you hear this?
Well, one, for Sean, it's like, why did you open your mouth and say that? Especially if it being a private workout. There's a reason why you guys made it private. So you guys can get this information down without people like the Vikings who are trying to move up to get someone like J.J. McCarthy. That's what's being told around the area. Why would you kind of show your hand a little bit? And it also shows how much they're interested in J.J. McCarthy if they had a 5-hour meeting with him.
Right.
And made him throw... Again, I'm wondering who was the receivers out there. Sean?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer to that question. We can find out, though.
Yeah.
But that was my next follow-up. It's like, this season is such a, and I'll give credit to Cecil because that's the first place I heard it, but it is the season of lies. Hmm. And I do wonder, this is the first time we've really ever covered Sean Payton this closely during a draft process. He never had to do this because he had Drew Brees for so long. Is it real? You know, is it real? I think it is. I think JJ is who has been on Sean Payton's mind for a while now. He's the one that's attainable, maybe outside the top three, probably. Yeah. I think it's real. Do you think it's real?
Yeah. If they can get him, if JJ does not go into top three, yeah, I see Sean going to get him. But like what I'm hearing is JJ might be top three.
Right.
So then what? There's only one J.J. McCarthy,
right,
Zach.
Right.
So what are we doing? You know, are they doing their homework? Is that why Sean was not at J.J. McCarthy's pro day? Was he looking at somebody else's pro day? Was he at the office looking at other film? Those are the questions that we should be asking. What's the plan B if someone like J.J. McCarthy goes number three, number two?
See, you're bringing up such an interesting point because, and reasonable minds can disagree on this. There has been a thought held by some that, hey, if you move up and you're mortgaging the future and you're moving up, it's just for one guy and one guy only. Mm. There's another thought of you can love more than one guy. And if you get to four, you're going to basically insure yourself to get one of the two guys you like. I thought at the time this was where Kyle Shanahan was at when he moved up for ultimately Trey Lance. But I always believed at the time that there was discourse leading up to the decision. Whether was it going to be Mac Jones? Was it going to be Trey Lance? And I remember working with Stoke at that time and him saying, there's no way. He's moving up for just one guy. And I just disagreed. And with this question that you're asking, if they move up to four, what if JJ gets picked at number three? You're not moving up for a tackle or a tight end. It's got to be a quarterback to make that dramatic of a move.
You would think they would have a plan.
They would have to.
Up to four, because that's kind of where you're going to move up to, the Arizona Cardinals situation, right? Their spot.
Yes.
And you're hoping that if it is JJ McCarthy, it's falling into your hands. But if not, the backup plan or the plan A again. You had to have two plan A's at this point because you moved up.
Yeah.
Right? You sold your house and everything with it to get to this spot. Who is it going to be? And at least we knew when it was Shanahan, right? It was either going to be Trey Lance or
Mac Jones,
right?
Yeah.
In this situation, we don't know who the other quarterback may be, right? Is it a Jaden Daniels?
Right.
Is it a Drake May?
Right.
That's who we need to try to figure out. If it's not JJ McCarthy, then who? Who else does Sean Payton love?
Yeah, and it's just impossible to know. It's impossible to know. But also, it's impossible to predict, still a month out or so, the exact order. So the question may go from, do you love a two, to are you capable of loving a third? Because let's just say, and crazier things have happened. We watched Baker Mayfield go from a second round pick to the number one overall pick with, like, you know, 2 months before the draft.
Yeah.
In terms of the narrative flipping over the course of 2 months. What if J.J. McCarthy is such a riser that he gets picked number two? Is that the most crazy thing that's ever happened? No. Caleb Williams goes number one. Say J.J. goes number two.
Yeah.
Or say Drake May goes, like, what? I'm just saying, what if a curveball comes and it's like, What if J.J. McCarthy or quarterback number two that you like aren't there? Drake May. Yeah. And what if Caleb Williams and Drake May go one and two? Are you comfortable with taking, I don't know, Caleb Williams if he's there at four? I know right now it seems like an impossibility, but the whole thing is fluid. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here.
No, it's crazy. It truly is. But at this time, it is a season of lies. And it seems like maybe Sean has some up his sleeves. Now, we know Sean's not dumb, and he likes what he likes, and he wants what he wants.
Yep.
And maybe it is smoke and mirrors with someone like JJ McCarthy, where he's like, if he's there, I'm taking him. But there's somebody else on our radar that we hope that maybe they take JJ McCarthy, and we'll take someone like Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
Right.
Maybe that's who I really want, right? But also, if JJ McCarthy's still there, I'm going to take him before Drake May. But if they get rid of Drake May and somebody else picks him up, I'm okay with someone like, or they pick up JJ McCarthy. I'm okay with somebody like Drake May.
Yeah. It's fascinating. And it just got more fascinating. We know the Broncos are already in the quarterback market. They have to be. It becomes more fascinating because of this visit. And we now know, because Sean couldn't help himself and told us it was a 4 or 5 hour meeting. And it's like, whoa. And then you hear him saying earlier today, quote, it's realistic to move up in the draft. Just how realistic, we're going to talk about it throughout the afternoon. But this winding road got a little bit more curvy after some of the information we got today. And we got so much information. And we will be circling back to it because it is absolutely fascinating. But in the meantime, Deion Sanders is laying down boundaries for his son's NFL career a year in advance. Fair or foul? And a way too early question to ask as it relates to us in Denver. We'll hear from Coach Prime coming up next. Deion Sanders is laying down boundaries for his son's NFL career a year in advance. What's our thoughts on that? And I have a way too early question to ask as it relates to us in Denver. Deion Sanders continues his book tour, and he was sitting down with, I don't know the podcast name. I know the guy, Gilly. He used to be Gilly King of Philly. I mean, when I was watching Gilly, it was Gilly the Kid. He was at war with Cassidy like 15 years ago. Thought someone was going to die over it. Now he's hosting a podcast.
With all Prime's books sitting right in front of us.
I saw that. They had just that book just everywhere.
All white, nice and all white in the back.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Deion Sanders here in the last day or so talking about primarily Travis Hunter and his quarterback son, Shedeur Sanders.
Top four.
Whoa, that's pretty beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
One of them is going to be
one. Into existence.
And the latter one would not go behind four. Mm. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
It's okay, you want point?
It's going to be it's going to be an Eli.
It's going to be an Eli.
Mm.
And look, he's obviously very bullish on Travis, who he looks at like a son, and his son.
Yeah.
Totally understand that. Kind of calling a shot. But what do you make about him saying there's certain cities like, we're going to pull an Eli?
Oof. You know what? This is how I think about it, Zach. When you have the power, like these quarterbacks do now, like the Caleb Williams, all right, Eli Manning was one back in the day. When you have the opportunity to pick a team that fits you, why wouldn't you, right? Why wouldn't you pick a team that you feel like you're going to make more money doing, that they have the pieces that fit you, the scheme fits you, mm-hmm. and if you do have the power, the opportunity to, you would, because I'll tell you this, I know a lot of players wish they could pick their destination.
Of course,
a lot of players that are sitting there happy that they're getting the money.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, you're like, man, I'm in New York. Right.
Right.
How much money am I really getting?
Right.
Especially like Buffalo. Remember when Marshawn Lynch got drafted to Buffalo? Mm-hmm. Marshawn thought he was going to be popping bottles with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Stepped foot off the plane, and he said, all you seen was slush.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And I think that when you have an opportunity to pick a team that fits you, why not? I'm okay with it, but you still got to go out there and prove that you're going to be the number one draft pick.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing with me is speak it into existence, because I guarantee Eli Manning's father was thinking
Archie.
Archie Manning was thinking this way in advance, but he probably wasn't saying it out loud.
Right.
But they were having discussions about it.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Why would you not?
But the thing is, it's like there's still an entire year of football that needs to be played.
Yeah.
And wow, I mean, this is a layered conversation. There's an entire year of football. He needs to go out there and play well.
Yeah.
There's so often through the years, it's like, oh, this guy, Spencer Rattler, if the draft was today, he'd be the number one pick in the draft. And that might have been true. Then you go out and play and things change.
Yeah.
Sam Howell was another one from North Carolina. A year out when they were doing like the way too early mock drafts. So they'll like have the draft. And then like 2 days later, like way too early, look at next year. Sam Howell was number one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out like that. But I don't blame Deion for being that bullish on his kid. Do you think he meant organizations? Because he didn't say that.
Mm.
He said there's certain cities we're not going to. Do you think he meant organizations? Or do you think, like culturally, he's like, no, that's you're not going to like that. I've been in the NFL. I hated going there.
I think it goes hand in hand.
Like Buffalo, maybe.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah. I think it goes hand in hand, though, right? If you're saying I don't want to be in Buffalo, that means you don't want to be with the organization as well. I think you pick when you're looking at what you want. First, you look at the organization. Is it best for me? Then you start to look around. Okay, what's going to make me more money, right? For example, Saquon Barkley going to New York with the Giants. He made a ton of money off the field because it's Saquon Barkley, sure. And you're in New York.
Sure.
Right?
Gotta but offset Buffalo. Those taxes.
Exactly, right? But I keep putting Buffalo in there because Buffalo is not an appetizing location where you just want to go and have fun. It's not a Miami, right?
No.
You
have to love
players.
Football, want to win.
Exactly.
And be okay with it being cold and
exactly.
snowy.
So I think it goes hand in hand. I think that Coach Prime has a location in mind, an organization in mind. He talks to a lot of these owners. He knows a lot of people up there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, he's so bullish on both of them because of the information he's getting back from the scouts, from the GMs,
mm-hmm.
right? For some of these coaches that are his friends.
Sure.
They're pretty much letting him know, hey, if your son goes out there and does what he even did last year, he's going to probably be the number one quarterback coming out, because who else is there? When you really, in the grand scheme of things, when you start to look around, I think there's a young man from Georgia right now. But there's not a lot of quarterbacks. There always is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, once the season gets going, they'll
for sure.
be, you know.
But they're grooming someone like Shedeur to be that guy.
Yeah.
They're going to make sure that they've put him in the best situation to be that guy. With the Travis Hunter situation, to me, it makes me think, okay, if he's going to be top four, that means that he's going to convert himself into a cornerback.
Yeah.
Because corner is where you make a lot of money. Corner is where you get off the board pretty fast, and that's when Deion got off the board pretty fast because of being a corner.
And he's that's his stronger suit if you had to choose, right? He's a he's really good wide receiver too, but he's a great corner.
Exactly. So that's kind of what I'm thinking with Travis. Is like, okay, Travis is going to play defense. Travis is going to be on a cornerback that usually get picked up pretty high.
Sure.
And it's Shador Sanders sitting there, and if he could do what he did last year and more, he will be the first quarterback off the board. But Shiloh, that little nitpick where he put like Shiloh into it. That's just because he doesn't want to go home and hear Shiloh being pouting and being mean because you didn't put me in as getting drafted.
Yeah, maybe he's like a later round pick. Maybe. way too early question. Would Denver be on the list?
What do you think?
Well, he make some comment recently, excuse me, about like he did not want him in the cold weather. That was like just last week.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if there's a little bit of bias against Colorado, but you're up in Boulder and you express so often how much you love it. And that's where you coach. You coach in Colorado. But when it comes to hand-picking where your son would play, I do wonder if he would hold the climate in Denver against the Broncos.
See, I don't think he would hold this climate against the Denver Broncos because he's playing in it. He's used to it. And if you think about it, Shador Sanders, Coach Prime, and Shiloh, they're always going to the Denver Broncos games.
Sure.
I've seen it multiple times when they're in a box, right?
Yep.
So they're starting
to
create
a box. They're not sitting outside.
No, that's true. But they're also here playing. I don't see Denver, not being part of the plan. I think that if Denver is sitting here wanting to pick up someone like Sanders, Shador,
mm-hmm.
then why would you not?
What team do you think he's talking about when he's like? Do you think there is a desirable destination for Deion Sanders in his own head?
Yeah. It's going to be somewhere like Jacksonville. We're going to see
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't do well this year,
Zach,
he could be one that could be moved. You know how they're doing these quarterbacks nowadays.
Sure.
Who are you? I feel like you have an idea.
I have one in my head, and it makes sense on a couple different fronts, but it doesn't make sense for the climate comment last week.
Okay.
And it's the New York Jets.
Mm.
They have a 40-year-old quarterback, but you're market number one. Deion has been the king of marketing.
Yeah.
And if you're out to make as much money as possible, you made the comment earlier about Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You can make a ton of cash in New York off the field. And I think of it, I'm trying to think of an intersecting, big market with a quarterback need in the next year or two. Atlanta Falcons. Again, aging quarterback, Kirk Cousins, what is he, 36, 37 years old? But in Deion's head, he probably thinks that Shador should play right away.
I don't know. I think now that we're talking about it, who I think that he's thinking of, and he's thinking is not going to have a good year. They're not having a good free agency. They kind of went to shambles last year, Zach. The Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You got Dak Prescott that can't get over the hump. At some point, they're going to want to move on from Dak Prescott. They don't want to move.
Down just a little bit.
Exactly, right? They don't want to pay Dak right now.
Mm.
And there's a reason for that. He knows Jerry Jones really, really well. That market over there in Dallas, if you're a superstar.
Oh, come on now. They print money. How about this one? Arizona Cardinals.
Mm.
A year from now, could you see them moving on from Kyler? Absolutely. Here's one more for you. And this checks all the boxes. Los Angeles Rams. Aging quarterback, market number two, Sean McVay, warm weather, bright lights, print money. I don't know
if McVay's going to be here long enough for that, though, Zach.
What about Seattle?
Ooh, Seattle?
That's definitely one. Yeah. Very interesting. I want to circle back to this. I want to workshop some more of these potential destinations. But fun conversation. The Avalanche. Holy moly. I was in the building watching the Avs pull off one of the wildest comebacks you'll ever see. And somehow, that wasn't the best thing I saw at Ball Arena yesterday. It's coming up next. yesterday afternoon was absolutely legendary at Ball Arena.
Last night, huh? You had a wild one.
I was in my pajamas at 4 p.m.
I fear you.
But I was at Ball Arena, and it was such a special, special day for me personally, for reasons I'll get into in just a couple minutes if you missed it at the top of the show. But, I mean, yesterday was legendary. Like by definition, not only did the Avs extend the longest win streak in the NHL, which we're at 9 games now.
Yeah.
They are just a freaking locomotive at full speed right now. But only 2 times ever have the Avalanche got down by 4 goals and come back and won the game. Twice ever. Yesterday is just the 3rd time in the history of the Colorado Avalanche. And then on top of that, if that wasn't enough for a Sunday matinee, Nathan MacKinnon passes Joe Sakic for the most points in any single season in the history of the Colorado Avalanche. So you could look at it from hottest team in the NFL, or NHL, hottest team in the NHL, to individual like accolades, to team comeback. Like yesterday was brilliant, Phil.
Well, some of them probably could play in the NFL.
Maybe so.
Val.
Dude, standing next to Val Nichushkin, that dude is a tank.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is huge,
he looks
man.
Big.
He is huge.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call them the comeback kids, the comeback men, and they're down but never out.
Ever,
right?
Ever.
There was not a time, and I was talking to Drew, you know, behind the glass, and he was like, I was going to change the channel, but I knew something was going to happen. And guess what? It did. You can never count the Colorado Avalanche out at this point. They're hot. They have the right people, you know, the right people in the places. Their lines from 1 and 2 are strong, and they got really good depth pieces.
They do.
So they're one of the teams that's, I've said before, they're the team to beat.
They are. And, gosh, it just feels like they are rolling to a degree that is, are we worried, and I'm not, but I want to ask the question openly. Is there any worry that the team is peaking or emptying the tank just a little bit too much?
No. And it comes down to this. They went during the trade deadline, picked up some key pieces, all right? So they're still trying to figure out, you know, their role, and they're doing a great job with it. Sean Walker, okay, Casey Mittelstadt.
Yep.
Some of the other depth pieces that came along and, you know, came to help us win this game.
Yep.
They have a lot in the tank. They have a lot to give us. You know, now we can't continue to think that we're going to get in the playoffs and be down by 4 goals and think we're going to win.
Correct.
You know, that has to be corrected at some point.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about that for a while because they've been among the league leaders in comebacks. I think it's like them and the Rangers who are like right there at the top of the sport. But I believe this is now 24 comebacks for the Avs. I mean, this is – but, you know, I asked a question about a month ago. You know, is that too much on their radar? Like the fact that they can flip the switch, I think that sometimes that can be unhealthy. It feels weird to ask that question in the midst of a 9-game win streak where they're now 46-20-5, 28-6, 28-6-0 at home. I mean, they are 12-1 in their last 13 home games, 19-2 in their last 21 home games. But I do wonder if they play with fire just a little bit too much.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I do. I think it can be unhealthy. Because and the backdrop of me saying that is what I watched last year in the playoffs.
Mm.
They were in the first round, and they lost in 7 games to the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
As God is my witness, every single game they were down first. Seattle scored first in every single game. It almost feels impossible, but I've seen them that cost them in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
So this next season, it's just on my radar. I'm not, look, these are champagne problems here.
No,
goodness
for sure,
gracious.
For sure. And it should be on your radar. The only thing with this team right now is from last year, Zach, when you were watching the games, Val wasn't there.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
That's a big person, right? Now you have someone like Sean Walker, Casey Mittelstadt. Those players fit this scheme well that we didn't have last year.
That's true.
And this year we will have. Now, of course, like I said, you don't want to get down in a playoff game and have to come back. but they have the firepower to do it. And I don't think they're running out of gas. I think that they're just starting. I think that everybody is trying to find their niche, find their role. The new players are trying to find their roles. Okay, Val. You know, we haven't heard Val's name as much, you know, lately because everybody is getting involved, right? It's not just Nathan McKinnon, Val Nichushkin, right?
Yep.
Kale McCarr. It's not just them. It's everybody working together, and that's why we're a more potent team at this point. And I wouldn't be worried. Now, yeah, I don't want to see us continuously have to be down, you know, and it's not all on Georgiev.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But he's also going to have to step his game up a little bit more.
I know, for sure. Imperfect game from Georgie, imperfect game from the Avs, but somehow it ended perfectly. I mean, to be down 4-0 and to rattle off five consecutive goals, yeah. it's firepower of the highest order. And yesterday was crazy being in the building. A lot of Penguin fans. They are a fantastic fan base. And I interacted with a handful of them. Nothing but just awesome, like, there was no, like, weird, you know, sometimes it can get like that. Wasn't like that at all. They were great, but they were supporting their team. There was, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe 20% Penguin fans. It was quite crazy. A bit. When Nathan McKinnon extended his streak, the level of enthusiasm from the hometown crowd, and I don't know how it translated through TV, but when they announced him, registering a point and extending the streak, it was like an eruption that is typically reserved for a goal itself.
Yeah.
The goal happened 2 minutes prior by the time they're getting over the PA. And I mentioned that to say, like, this hometown crowd is so tied in to what McKinnon's doing. Like, it's on their radar. It's front and center. And it was almost like, because the game started so poorly and you're down 4-0, it's like, oh my gosh. And I'm there. I'm like, am I going to be at the game where McKinnon doesn't get a point? That's not good. And when it was like the pressure came off and everyone was just so happy for him, really cool environment.
I'm wondering how he feels going into every single game, especially being at home. And it's like, man, I got to keep this up. Or does he even think about it? Knowing McKinnon, he probably doesn't think about it, but in the back of his head, he probably does think about it a little bit more.
He's a human being.
Yeah.
You have to. And he wants to be great. You don't do all this stuff that he does to not be great.
Mm.
And he's putting himself in a new wing of Avalanche history. Yesterday, passing Sakic, only a guy whose nickname is the Great One has a longer home point streak. That's just insane. So, and you're spot on. You mentioned the other guys. I mean, like Jonathan Drouin, Sean Walker. Like, it's so fun to watch. It's so fun to watch. But I will say this: my favorite moment of being there yesterday. Mentioned this off the top. The puck ended up. We were down by the glass, and the puck ended up in the hands of Sidney Crosby. And Sid the Kid threw it over the glass to my son. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Explaining that to him years from now of like what happened to you at 5 years old is just, it's legendary. It's on my Instagram story. And I have just a snippet of it. Got the phone out just in time to catch a piece of it. Okay. Are we getting clues that the Denver Broncos are about to shake up the entire NFL draft? That's where we'll go. Coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.